Three of the seven candidates vying for school board seat E, vacated by Macon Roberts, are Jody Smith, Kathleen Plunkett, and James LaBelle. Jody Smith is a third-generation Alaskan teacher who was taught in the Anchorage School District, first as a fourth-grade teacher, and for the last 4 years as a reading specialist serving 10 schools. Smith strongly backs pre-kindergarten programs, but she adds a cautionary note.
Now, I want the district to be cautious that we don't take away those four-year-olds who are currently involved in high-quality child care and preschool opportunities, but that we can supplement and somehow provide leadership in making that a viable opportunity for all the children in Anchorage.
Another of Smith's concerns revolves around what she perceives as faulty communication from the district to the general community.
There are a lot of citizens in Anchorage who are very concerned about the school district budget and the way that money is being spent. And I think that as a district, we have a responsibility to really communicate with the members of the community and make them feel that they're a part of this and that the money is being invested wisely.
Jody Smith also feels another communication problem exists over graduation numbers. The dropout rate is indeed much too high, but she says sometimes students who do graduate or receive a GED are not properly tallied. The public needs accurate, well-distributed statistics if it is to evaluate properly student success. Seat E candidate Kathleen Plunkett has been active in the Anchorage community for about 30 years. For 16 years, she was president of her community council with what she describes as a strong emphasis on children, infrastructure, public safety, and the creation of two neighborhood parks. Now Plunkett wants to take her grassroots, hands-on experience up to the next level.
Really, to do more stuff for our kids, I needed to get a little bit closer to the table and actually get more active from a policy aspect. So that's kind of one of the reasons that I did that. I'd like to really continue working at the school board level.
Plunkett says her nearly 30 years as an accountant would serve her well as a school board member working on a budget that has drawn increasing public comment in recent years. But most of all, Plunkett feels strongly about working toward student success.
I have the time to spend on it and the passion. I'd really like to make a difference for our kids. Graduation is so critical, so important for making sure that our kids are successful in their life, whether they're going on to college or whether they want to find a job.
Candidate Kathleen Plunkett would like to see more vocational and technical courses taking place in the high schools themselves rather than so many concentrated at the King Career Center. Should he be elected to school board seat E, James LaBelle says he's committed to every student getting a quality and relevant education.
We have a lot of students that are falling behind, falling through the cracks. We still have challenges and barriers to overcome, and that is reducing the achievement gap. We still have an overall graduation rate of only 65%. Some of our students from specific populations are still falling behind.
LaBelle says his life experiences give him that commitment. He points to his Alaska Native, Filipino, and French ancestry. He also describes how he left East High after a Native student's suicide underscored his own feelings of alienation within the school system. He attended the SAVE program and received his diploma through an adult education program. LaBelle works with employment training in the child welfare system, concentrating on youth and families. He wants to bring to the school board a system of active community outreach he uses professionally.
More community members being able to participate in meetings, providing their perspective on what our children need, and then designing our system based on those collective priorities, and then holding ourselves accountable.
James LaBelle also says his regular attendance at board meetings has given him a deep knowledge of overall board policies and procedures. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.